A young Ted Danson had just gotten the courage to ask his college crush out on a coffee date. The two were hitting it off. Then midway through their coffee,
she said, "I have to go." "Where are you going?" "I have to go audition for this play." I went, "Oh, well, can I come?" Just to be with her. And then to stay in the room with her, I had to actually audition. And I had nothing prepared, so I just kind of made something up. And I got the smallest part you could get, and I was like the fourth rifle carrier on the left. But I was hooked.
Acting was all Danson could think about. He took any role he could get his hands on and moved to L.A. in search of his big break. He started with TV commercials and landed an Aramis cologne ad. Ted Danson became the Aramis man.
"Tom, what are you doing here?"
"Meetings. You are more beautiful than ever."
"You still say the right thing."
Aramis, the impact never fades.
This is cruel. Okay, this just went someplace else, this whole interview. I'm out of here.
Danson graduated from cologne commercials to soap operas. He was on shows like Somerset and The Doctors. He says it was horrible.
"It was the nightmare, you know, the actor's nightmare, doing a soap opera. You got the lines the night before. There was nothing natural about them. They were all kind of repetitive. And back then, you couldn't stop tape. A wall could fall, and you did not stop. So it was terrifying. Some of the shows still had cue cards, the big white sheets. And this time I was a doctor reassuring the family whose daughter has cancer, and I have to break the bad news, but I am the reassuring great bedside man, a doctor. And the first day I was having a nervous breakdown, and I called a friend. He said, "Take a Valium." So I took a Valium, and Valium and I don't work very well together. So I was pouring sheets of sweat, trying to be cool and reassure this family who's looking at me like, "Dear God, I hope this actor makes it." And one of the cue cards from the guy I was holding dropped, and it wafted like a paper airplane right onto my lap. Those words that I was looking for all of a sudden now were on my lap. It, really scary stuff. Clearly, I was not a huge success. Thumb through the soap opera magazines, you will not find me. Cheers is the big break. Cheers was like being shot out of a cannon as far as celebrity or attention from the public. And I got introduced into the mainstream of television, getting to play Sam Malone. I still say that I got hired for Cheers because I was paired with Shelley Long. She was really magnificent.
"Are you Sam Malone on the most arrogant, self-centered side?"
Well, there's that kind of famous scene in Cheers where we have resisted each other. We're in the middle of a fight, and insults, this is in my office, are flying back and forth, and we're just yelling at each other. And at one point, I think I say, "Are you as turned on as I am?"
"Are you as turned on as I am?"
"More."
And we have our first kiss, but it came out of this raging fight. It was like theater. I'm 67, about to be 68, and I get the same kick out of being hired and going to work. I really do. And being in New York as an actor, looking for work, getting work, studying, I mean, it was, I couldn't recommend it more highly. And then being in front of a camera is pretty much as good as it gets.
That's actor Ted Danson. You don't have to be the star of Cheers to have a big break. Send us your story, mybigbreak@npr.org.